Joseph F. Smith, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Joseph Fielding Smith, Sr., born November 13, 1838, and died November 19, 1918, usually known as Joseph F. Smith to distinguish him from his son of the same name, was the sixth president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He was the last president of the church to have personally known the founder of the Mormon faith, the prophet Joseph Smith, Jr., who was also his uncle. Biography. Smith was the son of Patriarch Hiram Smith and his wife Mary Fielding, a British convert to the church who married Hiram after the death of his first wife, Jerusha Barden Smith. In addition to her two children, Mary Fielding Smith raised the five children from the union of Hiram and Jerusha. Persecution. Smith was born in Far West, Missouri, on November 13, 1838. Just a few days before he was born, his father Hiram had been taken prisoner under the auspices of the Mormon Extermination Order. At point of bayonet, Hiram was marched to his home in Far West and ordered to say farewell to his wife. He was told that his doom was sealed and that he would never see her again. Hiram was still in custody in Liberty Jail, Missouri, when his son Joseph Fielding was born. He was named after his uncle, Joseph Smith, Jr., and his mother's brother, Joseph Fielding. His mother and maternal aunt, Mercy Fielding Thompson, fled with their children to Quincy, Illinois, early 1839, and later they moved to Nauvoo, Illinois, when the majority of the members of the church settled there. Joseph F. Smith stated as an adult that he had memories of Nauvoo, and can recall his uncle, the prophet Joseph Smith, Jr., and events that occurred at his uncle's home. He would have been no more than 5 1/2 on June 27, 1844. Joseph's uncle and father were murdered in Carthage, Illinois. Winter quarters. Smith's family remained in Nauvoo until September 1844, at which time his mother took their family and fled the city, camping on the west side of the Mississippi River along the trees of its banks, without wagon or tent, while the city was bombarded by mobs. His mother was later able to exchange their property in Illinois for a wagon and team of oxen. Joseph and his family, along with many other Mormons, fled the American Midwest. The 7-year-old Smith drove the team of oxen with his family to the church encampment at Winter Quarters, Nebraska. While at Winter Quarters, Joseph and another boy named Thomas Burdick were out on horseback some distance from the settlement watching the cattle graze. They saw a band of 20 or 30 Indians ride into the valley on the other side of the cattle. Thomas rode back to camp to get help while Joseph rode toward the Indians and got between the Indians and the herd before the Indians reached the cattle. Joseph was able to turn the herd to head back toward the settlement, and coupled with the noise and arrival of the Indians, started a stampede, saving the herd from the Indians. He was still riding with the herd at full speed when two Indians picked him up off his horse from either side and dropped him to the ground. A company of men from the encampment then arrived and were able to chase away the fleeing Indians and recover the herd, but Joseph's horse was stolen. Joseph and his family remained in winter quarters until the spring of 1848, when Smith drove his mother's wagon across the plains to Utah. Utah childhood. While in Utah, Joseph's mother, Mary Fielding Smith, worked with her sister and brother to raise the two widow families, as well as continuing to care for Hiram and Jerusha's younger children. Mary Fielding Smith died in 1852, apparently of pneumonia, leaving Joseph an orphan at the age of 14. Smith reported that he was devastated by his mother's death and relied upon the emotional support and help of Brigham Young and his stepfather, Heber C. Kimball, among others. Even with the support of his older half-brother, John Smith, Joseph, then 13, assumed primary responsibility for his young sister, Martha Ann, and subsequently left school in 1854. Missions and military service. At the age of 15, Smith was called to go on his first LDS mission to the Sandwich Islands, designated the Hawaiian Islands after acquisition as a territory of the United States, under the direction of Apostle Parley P. Pratt. he successfully learned the language of the Hawaiian people and reported great success in 4 years of missionary work on the islands. He completed his service and returned to Utah to find it in the midst of serious conflict with the federal government. See the Utah War. In 1858, Smith joined the territory's militia, named the Nauvoo Legion, after a similar unit in Illinois, and spent several months patrolling the eastern side of the Rocky Mountains. Later in his tour of duty, he served as chaplain of Colonel Heber C. Kimball's regiment, with the rank of captain. After tensions between the church and the federal government abated, Smith assisted his relatives in their return to northern Utah from areas in southern Utah, where they had taken their families for safety. In 1860, at 22 years of age, he was sent on a mission to Great Britain. He and his cousin Samuel H.B. Smith drove mule teams over the plains to winter quarters to help pay their way. Joseph served for 3 years under Mission President George Q. Cannon, returning in the summer of 1863. Smith had only been home for a short while when he was called to accompany Ezra Taft Benson and Lorenzo Snow on a second mission to the Sandwich Islands in Hawaii to correct the problems caused by Walter M. Gibson. He acted as principal interpreter for the apostles, and after Gibson was excommunicated, Joseph was left in charge of the mission. Joseph returned home in the winter of 1864 to 1865. Joseph had a notable experience during this mission. The group anchored their boat in a rough canal in order to go ashore, proposing that the party should land using the freight boat. Joseph was strongly opposed to this, saying that the boat was unfit for the rough waters and that there was a great danger of capsizing. He offered to go ashore alone to obtain a boat fit to transport the party, to which they refused. They were persistent, however, chiding him for his waywardness, with one leader even saying, "Young man, you would better obey counsel." He then reiterated his impression of danger, imploring them not to go, but they insisted. So he asked that they leave their satchels, clothes, and valuables and permit him to stay. They reluctantly consented and set out for land. Partway there, the freight boat was overturned by the rough water, about 20 or 30 feet deep, and President Lorenzo Snow nearly drowned in the ocean. Fortunately, President Snow's unconscious body was recovered, and on shore they were able to resuscitate him. Due to Joseph's actions, all of their belongings were saved. Later life. Upon his return home, Smith was employed in the church historian's office for a number of years, then as clerk in the endowment house, being in charge after the death of President Young until it was closed. Smith served 7 teams in the Utah Territorial House of Representatives, as well as teams on the Salt Lake City's Council and in the Territorial Senate. He also served in the presidency of a state constitutional convention in 1882. Smith also served as a church representative on boards of many Utah businesses. Marriage and family. In 1859, Smith married his 16-year-old cousin, Levira, daughter of Samuel Harrison Smith. Under the direction of President Brigham Young and with the consent of Levira, Smith took Julia Lamson as a plural wife in 1866. Levira, due to the interference on the part of relatives and because of the continued absence of her husband in mission fields and in ecclesiastical duties, obtained a divorce. Smith, Joseph Fielding, 1938, Life of Joseph F. Smith. Later, Smith married Sarah Ellen Richards, March 1, 1868, Edna Lamson, May 5, 1866, Alice Ann Kimball, December 6, 1883, Endowment House, and Mary Tyler Schwartz, January 13, 1884. Smith served yet another mission to Hawaii in 1884 to 1887 to evade federal anti-polygamy prosecution. Smith was the father of 43 children, 13 of whom preceded him in death. His firstborn son, by wife Edna Lamson, was Hiram Mack Smith. Elder Hiram Mack Smith served as an apostle from 1901 until his death in 1918. His firstborn son, by Juliana Labson, Joseph Fielding Smith, Jr., later served as president of the church. Between 1890 and 1900, Smith fathered more children, 4 with wife Alice Ann Kimball, September 6, 1858 to December 19, 1946, the daughter of Heber C. Kimball and Ann Alice Gein. Alice's Alice Ann's twin brother was Andrew Kimball, father of the 12th president, Spencer W. Kimball. The children's names were Lucy Max Smith, Andrew Kimball Smith, Jesse Kimball Smith, and Fielding Kimball Smith. One of Smith's granddaughters, Amelia Smith, married Bruce R. McConkie, and later member of the Quorum of the Twelve. Church Service. After Smith's mission to Hawaii at age 15, he served in the Salt Lake Stake High Council in 1859, and in 1864 began working in the church's historian office as a recorder for the Endowment House, Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and the First Presidency. By the time he was called to the apostleship in 1866, his late 20s, he had served three separate missions for the church: a mission to the Sandwich Islands in 1854-57, a mission to Great Britain in 1860-1863, and a mission to Hawaii in 1864. On July 1, 1866, Smith was ordained an apostle by Brigham Young and sustained as a counselor to the First Presidency, where he served until Young's death. However, he was not sustained as a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles until the Church's October Conference of 1867. On February 28, 1874, he left for his second mission to England, serving as president of the European Mission from 1874 to 1875, returning home upon the death of President George A. Smith. He was then called to preside over the Davis Stake until he left again in the spring of 1877 for his third mission to England. When news arrived of the death of President Young, he was released and sent home. The following year, he served an Eastern States mission with Orson Pratt, visiting noteworthy places in the history of the church in Missouri, Ohio, New York, and Illinois. During this trip, they met with and interviewed David Whitmer. After Young's death, Smith was named second counselor to President John Taylor in October 1880, serving from 1880 to 1887. He later served as second counselor to President Wilford Woodruff, 1889 to 1898, and as second counselor to President Lorenzo Snow, 1898 to 1901. Smith was sustained as first counselor to President Snow on the death of first counselor George Q. Cannon, but as President Snow himself died only 4 days later, never served in this position. Smith also served as editor of the Improvement Era and Juvenile Instructor, and General Superintendent of the Sunday School and Young Men's Mutual Improvement Association. Smith felt it was important for Utah to become a state, and thereby eliminate the ongoing federal supervision of the Utah Territory. Following the official discontinuance of new plural marriages by Wilford Woodruff in 1890, and the dissolution of the Mormon People's Party in 1891, Smith championed the anti-polygamy Republican Party in Utah. Church President. Smith was chosen by the 12 apostles and set apart as president of the church on October 17, 1901. This was ratified by a special conference and solemn assembly of the priesthood on Sunday, November 10, 1901. One of the first issues he faced was the ongoing difficulties for the church due to the practice of plural marriage. As church president, Smith supported Mormon apostle Reed Smoot's candidacy for the U.S. Senate, but Smoot's election was contested on the grounds that he was an officer in the church. The Senate investigation again focused national attention on Mormon marriages and political influence. Following his appearance before a Senate panel in 1904, Smith took steps to prevent any surreptitious continuation of church plural marriages. On April 6, 1904, Smith issued the Second Manifesto. He also declared that any church officer who performed a plural marriage, as well as the offending couple, would be excommunicated. He clarified that the policy applied worldwide and not just in North America. Two members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, John W. Taylor and Matthias F. Cowley, resigned in 1905 following the Second Manifesto. Smith's 17-year administration made efforts towards improving the church's damaged relationships with the federal government and related issues dealing with the church's financial situation. The administration acquired historic sites, constructed numerous meeting houses, and expanded the church system of educational academies and universities. He also oversaw a continued growth in church membership. Smith died of pneumonia on November 19, 1918, and was succeeded by President Heber J. Grant. Due to the widespread influenza pandemic of 1918 to 1920, a graveside service, rather than a public funeral, was held. Smith was interred in the Salt Lake City Cemetery on November 22, 1918. Smith is often remembered as church president for the construction and dedication of the Seagull Monument at Temple Square in Salt Lake City, Utah, on October 1, 1913. During much of his presidential tenure, Smith oversaw the planning and construction of the Lai Hawaii Temple in Lai, Hawaii, one of his part-time residences. Smith died on November 19, 1918, a year before his beloved Lai Hawaii Temple, the fifth temple since the restoration, was to be dedicated. He left a body of religious writings often used in discussing church doctrine and religious conduct. Doctrinal contributions. During his administration as president of the church, President Smith issued two significant additions to Latter-day Saint doctrine, the Father and the Son. On November 20, 1916, the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles issued a statement examining the LDS use of the term Father in Scripture, clarifying times when the word referred to God the Father and when the word referred to Jesus Christ. The statement identified four different uses of the word Father. God the Father is the literal parent of the spirits of mankind and the earthly father of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is often referred to as the Father when discussing his role as creator of the earth, when he acts as the father of those who abide in his gospel, and when he acts with the authority of his heavenly Father while on earth. After 1921, to lessen confusion on the nature of the Godhead, portions of Joseph Smith Jr.'s Lectures on Faith dealing with the Holy Ghost were removed from the Doctrine and Covenants, a modern LDS scripture. Vision of the Redemption of the Dead. On October 3, 1918, President Smith received a revelation on the nature of the spirit world and on Jesus Christ's role in ensuring that the gospel is taught to all men, living and dead. A written account of the revelation was submitted to the general authorities on October 31, 1918, and was unanimously accepted. The revelation was initially published in December 1918 and was added to the Pearl of Great Price, an LDS scripture, in April 1976. It has since been removed from the Pearl of Great Price and added to the Doctrine and Covenants as Section 138. This revelation complemented an 1894 statement on the eternal nature of the family and appropriate work for the dead issued by President Wilford Woodruff. Genealogy work by members of the LDS Church increased after both of these statements. Funded by Lorenzo N. Stoll, the sermons and writings of Joseph F. Smith were compiled by John A. Widstow, Osborne J. P. Widstow, Albert E. Bowen, F. S. Harris, and Joseph Quinney. In 1919, the Committee on Study for the Priesthood Quorums of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had this work published as the book Gospel Doctrine, for use as instruction for Melchizedek Priesthood Quorums of the Church. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.